There's always a lot of good music to consider in Lansing and elsewhere around the state. Current State Scott Pohl is here with a few options for you to consider in the weeks to come. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. You know, some of the big names coming through Michigan in November are Tony Bennett and Stevie Wonder. But that's just the tip of the iceberg for music lovers. I had a talk this week with Lansing State Journal music columnist Ann Erickson about the music scene between now and the end of the month. The 10-pound fiddle concerts are celebrating 40 years of great folk music in town, so we kick things off with their show in Lansing tonight.
Well, the 10-pound fiddle has been around for 40 years this year, so it's pretty impressive to know that since 1974, this fantastic music series has been able to survive and thrive. So they are celebrating that milestone with a party on Friday, and it also happens to be LCC Radio's 20th anniversary too. So both of them are coming together for a show at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing, which is kind of a newer venue. And the performers are Black Jake and the Carnies and the Ragbirds.
The Ragbirds are a lot of fun, and so let's hear a little bit of music from the Ragbirds right now.
Came into the world like a whisper on the phone.
The 10-pound fiddle schedule runs through next spring, and if you want all the details on the full lineup, the shows happen every Friday, and they also have dances on many Saturdays. You can go to their website. It's 10poundfiddle.org.
Prior to this year's schedule, I did an interview previewing the entire season with their scheduler, Sally Potter, and so people can find that at WKAR.org to get a little more flavor for what their schedule is like this season. Now, next weekend is the 29th annual Women in the Arts Festival in East Lansing. What can you tell me about that, Ann?
Well, they have a fantastic performer for this, Chris Williamson. She was just at the vanguard of the women's movement in the early 70s, and she's known for just groundbreaking singer, songwriter, folk music. So it's really exciting that she's going to be here, and you're going to have her on the show, right?
That's right. We've scheduled her to be on Current State Live next Friday morning.
Wow. Well, that'll be a treat. I actually interviewed her as well, so that will be running in the Lansing State Journal the day of the show. Sistrum is another great act that's going to be on the bill, and they're a Lansing women's choir. They've also been around a long time. They create music that inspires, empowers, and entertains. That is their message.
So this is a festival that is primarily, maybe exclusively, female artists. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's celebrating women artists, musicians, poets, all the great things that women do.
We'll hear more about it on Current State next Friday when Chris Williamson is here. Now, you had a recent column in the State Journal with five concerts not to miss in Michigan during the month of November. Let's run through those for folks, okay? One of those five concerts has been postponed, though. Cher had been scheduled to perform at the Palace of Auburn Hills on November 23rd. She's had some health issues and is postponing that show. The first, chronologically, is a young Detroit rapper named Joshua Smith. He's going to be at the Loft in Lansing on the 14th. What can you tell me about Joshua Smith?
He's so talented. He's actually an MSU graduate. And he had one of the most popular albums on college radio in 2013. He has very inspiring raps, and he also co-founded Blat Pack, which is a Michigan collective of music professionals that just have a love for hip-hop and positive hip-hop.
Let's hear a little of Joshua Smith.
A sad love song, another rendezvous. It's been a couple months, so what you trying to do? Another dinner with your secret friend. So you look at me like I'm reason to believe again. And if we reach our destination in the sheets again, you say you fall in love, suggest you leave it then. Cause what you wanna buy, I swear the store's fresh out. You want compassion, then it's best I'm getting dressed now. She complains she never found a man to treat her right. It break her heart just to lay me down and leave the night. Cause then I'd be like him, the lover of her life.
telling lies while she lie alone another night. She wanna vent and tell me stories about her troubled past, but I just tell her strip and sip another glass. She tells me open up, I want the same thing. She wants relationship, I see the same fling. This ain't confessional, and I ain't Dr. Drew, and I won't be your future, she says tonight'll do. So grab another candle and help me light the mood. Let your love burn and throw it in the fire too.
On the 15th, at the Firekeeper's Casino, Tony Bennett.
You're a big Tony Bennett fan, right?
I love Tony Bennett.
You were mentioning off the air that he's playing Las Vegas.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Las Vegas, the Cosmopolitan Casino on the Strip. He's doing a New Year's Eve concert with Lady Gaga, and his most recent album is an album of duets with Lady Gaga. WKAR-TV and PBS has had a TV program of them performing together. He's going to be at Firekeeper's Casino in Battle Creek on the 15th.
So you don't have to go all the way to Las Vegas to see Tony Bennett.
As much fun as that would be.
Lady Gaga won't be there, but
that's, right.
That's okay.
Well, he, of course, has been singing forever, and he's been at the Wharton Center a few times. If you missed those performances, you can see him close by on the 15th. Something that I think would be a lot of fun that you listed as a don't-miss concert in November is Stevie Wonder on the 20th of November at the Palace. He's doing a special program, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, Stevie is just one of those performers that if you haven't seen him yet in your lifetime, you're going to want to see him. And he's only playing a handful of shows this fall, including, of course, his home state, Detroit. And the name of this tour is Songs in the Key of Life Performance. And again, he's only playing a few shows, so it's really special to have him here.
Part of the fun of that is, like some acts have done in recent years, they go on tour and they do one of their famous albums from start to finish. And he's doing the Songs in the Key of Life album from start to finish, which will be a big treat for his fans from that era. And then one last show that we want to talk about is on the 29th of November at Max Bar here in Lansing with a group called the Flatliners.
They're a neat punk band. They kind of have some ska influences in there, and they're very popular in this area. They're out of Toronto, and they play here fairly often, and they're a great live show.
Well, let's hear a little Flatliners music then. The Flatliners will be at Max Bar in Lansing on November 29th. Ann Erickson writes about music for the Lansing State Journal. You can find her on Twitter, at Ann Erickson, right? Ann with an E, Erickson?
Ann with an E.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.